From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today, for the first time since news broke of the CIA's destruction of interrogation videotapes, government lawyers addressed the issue in federal court. The judge must decide whether to order a court investigation of the matter. Lawyers for some Guantanamo detainees say the tapes' destruction violated a court order. The government says the Justice Department's own investigation should be enough. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Unnamed sources and reports in the media have already revealed some of the details the government presented in court today. But it's different when a Justice Department lawyer confirms the facts under oath. Here's a quick rundown of the facts as presented by Justice Department lawyer Jody Hunt. He said the destroyed CIA videotapes depicted only two detainees, Abu Zubaydah and Abdulrahim al-Nashiri. Both men, he said, were captured in 2002. That's the same year the tapes were created. The interrogation videos were not created at Guantanamo, and Hunt said neither man was in contact with any other detainee from the time they were captured to the time the tapes were made. So Hunt argued these tapes could not have been relevant to the judge's order. That order commanded the government to preserve evidence related to abuse of detainees at Guantanamo in June of 2005. That was one of the government's arguments. The second went like this. The Justice Department is already investigating this. A simultaneous inquiry by a judge could mess up that investigation. Hunt said the court should step back and let the Justice Department do its work. He told the judge, "If we find out that the government violated the court order, we'll let you know." Detainee lawyer David Reams said that's like letting the foxes guard the henhouse. He said if Justice Department lawyers advise the CIA on whether or not to destroy the tapes, the department cannot be trusted to do an independent investigation into why and how the tapes were destroyed. Reams told the court, "Where there's smoke, there's fire." He said once the government admitted destroying these interrogation videos, it lost credibility to claim that it's preserved evidence generally. And Reams said the evidence that the CIA destroyed could be relevant to his client's cases. For example, one of his clients is named Mohammed Hassan. Hassan was identified as an enemy combatant because a senior al-Qaeda leader fingered him. Reams asked the court, who was that senior al-Qaeda leader? Was he one of the people in the videotapes? Were the statements about Hassan extracted through torture? We'll never know, he said, but it's a pertinent question. Judge Henry Kennedy seemed skeptical. He asked Reams why he shouldn't just let the Justice Department conduct its own inquiry, and he questioned whether Reams had any actual evidence that the government violated the court order. Reams said he had no such evidence, but quote, in light of the destroyed videos and our restricted access to information, the burden is on the government, not us, to show the government did not violate the order. The government lawyers would not speak on tape, but after the hearing, detainee lawyer Reams talked to reporters in front of the courthouse.
It's a fundamental matter of trust. If the government is willing to destroy potentially relevant evidence, as it's acknowledged doing in this situation, I don't believe that it can be trusted when it says it's preserved all of the other relevant evidence.
Now both parties are waiting for the judge to make a decision. In the meantime, the Justice Department and Congress are each continuing their own investigations into the matter. A House committee issued a subpoena last night for the former CIA official who issued the order to destroy the tapes, Jose Rodriguez. And congressional investigators were back in Langley, Virginia again today, reviewing CIA documents at the agency's headquarters. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.